Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Remember Nick Berg? He got his head supposedly sawed off in Iraq. Why did he give one of the hijackers his laptop and passcode? Why did he and so many others, including Oklahoma City bombers, train at the same military base, same flight school? How does it all interconnect? Very, very important. Detailed report coming up that we have posted on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com with a guest in the next segment. Right now, RB. RB, you're on the air. Where are you calling us from?
Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Welcome. Go ahead.
I'm listening on the internet. Big fan. I've watched a lot of your videos. They're conditioning us up here in Canada right now. Ever since the Conservative minority government got elected, he's Mr. Harper, Stephen Harper, the Prime Minister, new Prime Minister up here, has been instituting rules that are like Bush-like. He wants the media to back off. He's eliminated certain things. He's brought down a top-down approach, same way Bush did. He's a complete. He's only got a minority government, but he's acting completely like he's.
Well, he's also a member of the Bilderberg Group, and it's reported that he's going to be attending the meeting on the 8th, 9th, and 10th in Ottawa.
Exactly, and this is the other thing. He's trying to institute a Bush-like approach to everything. He's only got a minority government, and so in reality, if there wasn't something up his sleeve, he's endangering his position, his government, his minority government, the way he's acting towards the media and the people, ignoring democratic procedures and stuff like that. Almost like he's got something up his sleeve. And then
he's supposedly conservative, but he's not retracting some of the gun control laws brought in by the, quote, liberals.
Oh, no. In fact, he says he ran on eliminating it, but as soon as he got elected, of course, he said, oh, we can't eliminate it because the rest of the country would be upset, blah, blah, blah. And now they're just going to phase it in more efficiently now.
Oh, yes.
And lately we've had two parliamentary sessions where experts have gotten up and said, well, the conditions are set in Canada now for a terrorist attack here in Canada, just like in England in the subway system, from homegrown Al-Qaeda sympathizers. And he says there's many of them. We know where they are. We know who they are. And I'm thinking, oh, geez, I've heard this before.
But they can't bust them, though.
No, of course not.
But they can take all your freedoms, though.
Well, it's just funny, especially with that Qatar thing. This Qatar kid who was used by the CIA when he got round up in Afghanistan along with his little brother. His little brother, his 15-year-old brother, is still was sent down to Guantanamo. But this guy was 18 or 19 at the time, and he was used by the CIA to infiltrate into Iraq and stuff. They said, well, if you play ball with us, you know, they rounded him up in one of those generic sweeps over in Afghanistan. He was over there with his dad. And they said, if you play ball with us and pretend to be an Al-Qaeda terrorist and go out and make all these statements and tell your mom and dad and your family members that you're a member of Al-Qaeda, and then that gets broadcast all over at home here, and so it's a psyop, and they're doing it to us up here in Canada now.
I know they had a bunch of events where they bust supposed Al-Qaeda leaders, and then a month later you'll see it in the BBC. Oh, that was a staged arrest to protect the agent's anonymity. That wasn't a real Al-Qaeda. Thanks for the call. I appreciate your call. We'll get to Paul, another call in Canada here later, and Charles and others. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. We'll have open phones throughout this hour, but we've got a special guest coming up. He's put out a detailed report here, getting into some of the bizarre goings-on in Oklahoma. Terrorist training camps, bizarre CIA operations. It's all coming up after this quick break. Don't forget, we've got our big 9/11 symposium coming up June 24th and 25th. Get your tickets now before they're all gone. They're starting to go really quick. Ray McGovern's going to be there, Professor Stephen Jones, Jim Fetzer, and so many others coming up late next month. We're only, 24 days away from this conference kicking off, so get your tickets now. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Charnley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are remove without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Alex Jones. We're live. My airplane landed about 30 minutes ago here in Austin, Texas, from the trip from hell, but it was a very, very good trip overall. We got very valuable information, a great victory against the New World Order, exposing the Bilderberg Group, getting it all over national Canadian television, CTV, and, of course, the CBC, all over the front pages of their national newspapers. And I was flying over back from Ottawa, Canada, today. I was supposed to fly out yesterday, but the plane broke down. There were a bunch of storms in Illinois, so we had to stay the night there, and we flew instead of through Chicago. We came through Ottawa to Atlanta, and then again just landed about 35 minutes ago, so we're here live. I wanted to go live today to be able to express to you some of the things that we learned at Bilderberg this year, 2006, and also some of the things that we did while we were there. I haven't talked yet on air about the agent provocateurs that were there on scene, one of which we have all but confirmed was in the employ of Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands. One of her security detail was out there trying to cause problems, trying to stir up trouble, trying to trying to get people to talk about how they wanted to carry out violence. I'm so sick of police and security people and government spooks out trying to provocateur. You're a bunch of criminals, and you know you're criminals, so you want desperately to get us to shoot our mouths off about criminal activity so you can have some big headline news, not just the fake stuff you cooked up with young Muslims that want to blow up the parliament there in Ottawa, but cook up something about how there was a plan to go after the Bilderberg group. I flew in to Ottawa on Wednesday night. We did the live interview with Professor Stephen Jones. We got packed up. We left. We flew in that evening at about 11:45. There were hundreds of people in front of us in customs. They were all waved right through. All three of us were pulled out and taken in, and they pretty quickly said, "You're here for the conference, aren't you?" and began screaming and cussing at us and asking us if we were planning anything violent, if we were planning to infiltrate, if we had any guns or bombs. And to even try to tell that story would take an hour. It was, this went on for 15 hours off and on. Being cussed at, being told you Americans SH all over us. It was quite interesting, but I wasn't sad for myself going through it. I really see tribulation and persecution as a sign that we're doing good work and having an effect. I was upset for them because it let me realize how many people will serve evil, how many people will follow orders, how many people will abuse good people simply because the power structure has told them to do it. And while I was in Canada, you know, instead of just getting into the abuse, we can talk about that story more tomorrow or later in the hour if we have time. Why shouldn't I just talk about what we saw, what we learned there? That's probably more important. We got the complete list from the Bilderberg Group. We also got a little press release they put out, but we got the list separately. And it's Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands, whose husband was an SS officer and who's the founder of Bilderberg Group in 1954. Of course, David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger, former head of the World Bank, Wolfensohn, Richard C. Holbrooke, just a who's who of current and former government officials, the heads of banking, Paul Volcker, former head of the Federal Reserve. And tomorrow we'll have more time. In fact, maybe even now, if I have time to get that out of my bags and read some of the list on air to go over it properly for you. But being there, having different groups of police on different shifts tell us different things. Like there was clear parking in front of the hotel. It said that you could park about 200 yards away on one of the roads adjoining it. But the police would come over and shine lights in our eyes and say, "You're not allowed to park here," and I'd point and say, "The sign says you're allowed to park here," and they'd threaten to arrest us. We'd say, "Go ahead. Well, we've got people videotaping this across the street, not just these cameras, and we know we're allowed to park here." And then they would tell us we couldn't be on the sidewalk or we couldn't stand on the grass, and luckily some of the locals had come with the plots that showed what was public property, what was Bilderberg Group property, and I say Bilderberg Group property because it's a Bilderberg Group member who owns this entire industrial park, Lockheed Martin. He owns the building it's in. There's a NSA, Canadian NSA listening station nearby, and a whole complex of big buildings that this one individual, who's a Bilderberg Group member, owns. And there's the Brook Street Hotel / Resort, five-star hotel with a big golf course, and that's where they were staying. And right off the bat, I get out of the car, and these guys come over, and it's always the same, you know, FBI type, but I guess well, the Federal Royal Mounted Police. You could tell those guys in a minute. All about 6'3", muscled, in their so-called street clothes and wearing shorts and T-shirts. And they immediately, "Hey, let's do something violent." And I'm just like, "Knock it off, guys. I know you're police. Just, you know, that it should be illegal for you to do that. And I know you run around all over Canada doing this just like they do in the U.S. And I said, "I've been dealing with this for years." And then there was a fellow who we later saw going on property and that we know was security. And he spoke with a Dutch accent. And he thought we were so stupid. He was wearing a Netherlands shirt with a lion rampant on it. He'd get very upset if we ever aimed cameras at him. But in between that, he ran around saying that we need to kill Freemasons and we need to attack the Bilderberg group. And of course, there were cops just a few feet away waiting like wolves for the signal. If we said anything, it would have been on national news, international news, that we were planning to do something violent. This first happened to me, I guess, what is it, 8-9 years ago. We tried to build an old veteran who died a few years ago, Joe Campana, a highly decorated World War II vet, and he was an atomic soldier after that, and he didn't brag about it. We found it all in his house. We didn't even talk about it. And they wanted to bulldoze his house, and so we went and built him a new house. And I mean, police showed up trying to provoke a tourist. We'd follow them out, and they'd be unmarked cars. You guys are so shameful. You're so evil. You're so evil. You're so bad. And that was going on here. And to watch these police, local Royal Mounted Police, the federal police, and the local Ottawa police, there smiling and laughing, and we'd walk over to their cars and say, you know, there's Nazis in there. You know, there's really bad people in there. You know, Henry Kissinger wrote a document about population force reduction and sterilization. And it didn't matter if it was black cops or Spanish cops. They'd laugh at us and giggle, and they just love licking boots. They love the system. They love wickedness. And we got video. We had high-powered Zoom video cameras. We got Queen Beatrix on video, David Rockefeller. They had national press there with the big, long lenses, you know, the two-foot-long lenses, getting up-close photos of all of these elite. And then, of course, Saturday was really the finale. I was back out there yesterday on Sunday. But Saturday was really the finale because a local went and bought a bullhorn. He and his young son and then his brother were there, these good families. And just to see these good-looking, happy families out there with these great-looking kids, that spark in their eye, out there protesting, demonstrating. There was upwards of 50 people there at any one time. Usually it was about 20 or 30. And he presented me with this bullhorn, kind of like I was in Chicago a week and a half ago, and someone on the street presented me with a bullhorn. Well, I was there, and I got presented with a bullhorn. And, you know, I crossed a line there. I know it's dangerous. I know it's not dangerous. And I don't think I have any special courage. I do what I do because I've counted the cost. Somebody's got to stand up for the little people. Somebody's got to stand up for the children. Somebody's got to stand up for the family. Somebody's got to stand up for the farmers and ranchers that are having their land taken. And I knew that it was would get their attention because it was almost biblical. Here's this huge monolithic looking, really evil looking building. I would describe it as Nazi style. In front of us, it's kind of a neo Art Deco style, and gray and green glass, gray stone, green glass, and I'm there, and I'm bullhorning into the building, and it's bouncing back so loud it was echoing. It was like a 5,000 foot giant was screaming. And the Royal Dutch guard that was sneaking around in plain clothes was literally ripping their hair out, just staring at me with total hatred. And the police were freaking out, and there was nothing they could do because it's free speech still up there, and I was on the sidewalk. And I knew then that I knew that when I was doing it was a choice. I knew that it was directly going to anger the Bilderberg group, who was already aware of me. Customs admitted that Bilderberg had called, tried to keep me from coming in. And I've got secret police all around me, and I just went ahead and let them have it, and I think it was one of the better speeches I've given. We uploaded it on the Internet from the hotel. It's not very good quality. We're going to load a better copy up very soon for you. We're going to play some of that later, just part of it, about 9 minutes of it. And I have never felt the Holy Spirit upon me so strong. You know, I don't get up here and Bible thump but I have to tell you, after this event, it's Bohemian Grove was nothing. Doing this was even more elite. Doing what I did, I just have been Well, I have... It's unbelievable.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide, featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly.
Oh, I love this song. It warms my heart. Feels good to my soul.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war. A liberty for their descendants. Thanks.
We're going to have time to write articles. We're going to have time to lay out everything that happened at Bilderberg. We're going to make an amazing film out of it that you'll see in the next 6 months or so. We'll try to get it out as quickly as possible. We'll put a lot of it up for PrisonPlanet.tv members here in the next week or so. We do have a big L.A. conference coming up as well, but we'll get as much done as we can for you. But I, and after the break, we'll play the part of the bullhorning. But I fully understood. I, from the time I got there, I felt greater evil than I've ever sensed. And you know, the sixth sense is real. My discernment let me know that this was true wickedness. We have, the Bilderberg Group admits, their own documents have been released to the BBC, what, 2 years ago when they went more public, that they founded the European Union. They are creating the American Union. This is the 120 most powerful people in the world, or the representatives, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, all of them. And when I was bullhorning, even some of them even came out. People we could recognize even came out, and so we got their attention, and they do not like that type of effrontery. And I knew that when I was doing it, that it was going into the lion's den, and I'd already been through quite a bit of persecution. But I'm not here tooting my horn. I just know that I rarely have fear, and it wasn't even fear. It was more of I could feel a threshold being crossed, and I was already all over the newspapers from them detaining me and doing all the things they did to me. It even outraged the press because they went there and they were rude to the press as well and didn't deny my story and my cameraman's story. And so we know the Bilderberg Group was inside, who hates any media coverage of what they're doing, already angry. But it was a serious threshold that I crossed, and I really could feel that the Lord was with me while I was doing it. And it wasn't some type of emotional thing. It wasn't some type of, I've never felt like that in my whole life while I was speaking to the Bilderberg Group. I just, there's really not ways to describe it. And then afterwards, I have more comfort and more happiness with the choices I've made, the point of no return, squared, basically. And it's like a brain boost. I even understand the New World Order more now. I've been having ideas and breakthroughs and understandings, epiphanies that I've never had before. I feel so much more love. And my cup runneth over. I can't even begin to use words to try to describe what it's like when you commit more and more to fighting evil, when you get deeper and deeper into facing it, when you pass your fears time and time again. It's just wonderful. I am so blessed. I am so honored. I am so speechless that I grew up and learned about the New World Order, and that God led me to the truth, and that all the experiences in my life, and I'm ashamed of the bad things I've done. I'm ashamed of my arrogance. I'm ashamed of my aggression at so many points, but I know that many of you understand that. You know I'm true, and that's what matters, is that I'm true to heart. I speak from the heart. I mean what I say. And I'm trying to do a good job. I'm trying to fight these people. I know they're evil. I face their evil. It's hard to admit to yourself just how great evil is and that it's in the world. And then to face it, to see those men and women there with their children facing it, to see these good people, to see the love in their eyes, to see the strength, to see the goodness. It must be protected. And then to see those wolves, to see those police and those agents and these servants of evil. They were bullies, they were ogres, they were thugs. And to see those serving the elite, to see their minions, to see how enslaved they are, I'm actually sad for them. I don't even hate them. And we'll be honest here, in the past, I do hate these people. I despise them. But it's far worse than that. I pity them. I pity them. They have lost so much. They have no idea how strong good is. They have no idea how deep it is. They have no idea how much God loves us. God loves us so much. God has so many great plans for us. And this evil is destroying our destiny. It's hurting the innocent. It's hurting the beautiful.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69 or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
All right, we're back, my friends, my brothers, my sisters, all of you that love goodness and that hate evil. Just because we hate evil, we don't do it because we hate evil. We do it because we love our families. We love all that is good in the world. To try to describe the evils, the crimes, the wickedness, the stench, the rotten boil that is the New World Order. Again, it's indescribable. And to see them revel in their wickedness is painful. And to wish that the wicked could only feel what it is to be good, but so many of them have hardened their hearts and have been totally given over to this wanton darkness. And all they do is plunge like people falling off of a cliff into a bottomless chasm, deeper and deeper into the dark. It's all they know. It's all they know. We've got to stand up against them. We've got to fight their crimes. We've got to shine the light on them. It is paramount. This is the crowd. This is the crowd that has killed millions all over the world. This is the crowd that funded the Soviets in Russia and in China. This is the crowd that carries out the terror attacks. This is the crowd that ships in the narcotics. This is the crowd that puts sodium stannous fluoride in your water. This is the crowd that puts mercury in your vaccines. There was one father there. He was the father that brought the bullhorn, and he had his son with him. And he talked about how his smaller son has autism, and it's always the same story. How the little baby was fine and happy and learning and 100%, and then got the third round of shots, and they lost him. They lost him. That is, they lost him being fully conscious and being able to talk to him, and he went into that mercury poison-induced stupor. And I talk a lot about that. That's only one of their crimes. I mean, the globalists have used depleted uranium on three continents that we know of. They've, in Iraq, used the equivalent of 44,000 Hiroshima, or is it Nagasaki, A-bombs in our atmosphere. Every indicator of life is going down. Every indicator shows critical biosphere failure. The New World Order is doing this. These people are sick. They're doing it by design. And they are manifestly, totally past the point of no return themselves. Just as I and many of you are past the point of no return in our attempt to be good and righteous and strong and honorable and upright. They strive to be evil. They strive to one-up each other. They revel in it. Let's play the little nine-minute clip of my bullhorning. It's to be there, to be standing in front of that obelisk, to be standing in front of that occultic building filled with wickedness, and to hear, it doesn't do justice, but we'll play it nevertheless. Here it is.
The people of the planet are free. Humans, since the beginning of civilization, have struggled against tyranny. We are here with a new Declaration of Independence, a declaration of free people on the planet Earth, resisting your tyranny. We do not want your American Union. We do not want your European Union. We wish to live in peace and be free, just as you wish to have your secret meetings and be left alone. We are here at great danger and great expense, and with great courage, to stand up against your enormous power. We know you are ruthless. We know you are evil. We respect your dark power. But you should know that as you attempt to set up your world government, you're facing greater and greater problems. Your agenda is faltering. Free humans everywhere know what you're doing. The people have woken up to what you're doing. You're attempting to shut down the internet and the free press. You are failing. The cat is out of the bag. The truth of your world government has now been exposed. We will expose the New World Order. We will expose the Global Crime Syndicate. To David Rockefeller, to the Rothschild representatives here, to the Queen of the Netherlands, to all of you, we tell you, you are not our queens. You are not our kings. You are not our gods. We do not belong to you. We are not your slaves. We stand as free humans have stood since the beginning of time against the strong men, against the thugs, against the bullies. We are here telling you we will resist the New World Order. We will defeat your world government. We will defeat world taxation. We will defeat your control grid. God is on our side. And I stand before the Creator of the universe. And I ask the Creator of the universe, as our founding fathers did in 1776, to lead, guide, and direct us, and to give us the power and the foresight and the understanding and the will to stand against your entire agenda, including your final plan of world population reduction of 80% that Henry Kissinger penned in 1973. We stand here as free human beings that love our families, that want to control our own destinies. I know that you have the excuses that you claim you have to have world government to stop world war. But in truth, architects of World War II are sitting in your building right now, like Queen Beatrix, her late husband, SS officer. We are here simply trying to defend liberty. You have threatened us. You have threatened our countries. You have threatened our sovereignty. You have threatened our livelihoods. Your world government and your own statements and your own policy reports are detrimental to the average man, woman, and child. You have more power and more money than you could ever spend. You own the central banks that print the money. Why, then, do you continue to try to dehumanize us? Why do you put mercury in the vaccines, stannous sodium fluoride in the water? Why? Why do you put cancer viruses in the vaccines? Why have you used depleted uranium now in four separate nations, the equivalent of 44,000 A-bombs of uranium now in the atmosphere? Why are you doing this? Why are you so dark? Why are you so destructive? Why are you destroying your own future? You're arrogant. You have the sickness that elites have had throughout history in their literal and, in some cases, figurative ivory towers. You believe that you're invincible. You are your own greatest enemy. You are an enemy of humanity and the human experience and everything that we are and everything that we could be. You are threatened by the dynamic human free spirit. You are monopoly men. You monopolize the economic system. You try to monopolize the spiritual systems because you're threatened by independent middle classes developing their own industries that you believe will threaten your monopoly of control and power. We here, the free peoples of earth, stand against you and your wickedness. The numbers are growing every day. Millions of people every day wake up to what you're doing. They understand your program of control, and they will resist it. Again, we implore the Creator of the universe to aid us. We pledge our lives, our bodies, our sacred honor, our treasure, all on the line against you, the neo-fascist corporate royalty. We tell you now that your abuse must end. We tell you now, listen to the voices inside Bilderberg that understand the truth. We tell you now that we know there's dissenting voices in your ranks who say that what you're doing is dangerous. You're hurtling the world towards World War IV, as you call it. We ask you to reconsider your wickedness and your evil. You are being led by a very dark force. You have been manipulated and deceived yourselves. You know at the end of your days now, many of you, that all the evil and all the power has not filled you. No matter how many wars and how much evil and wickedness you engage in, you feel more and more hollow every day. Let me tell you now that I have no fear of you because I've already lived a wonderful life and I've lived for what's good and what's decent and what's beautiful and I believe in the human spirit. My life is overflowing. I am so incredibly happy. I am empowered. I am empowered by the life force. I am empowered by creativity and goodness and the light. You are filled with the black pits of hell. You are filled with darkness and it will never quench your thirst. Some of you can turn back. I remember interviewing Charlotte Iserby, whose father was a member of Skull and Bones in Bohemian Grove. And as he lay on his deathbed, dying of cancer, that elite member that traveled in your highest circles, repented of what he'd done and cried his guts out. And I believe that man will be in heaven. He won't be visiting where some of you are going in the depths of Hades.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
The elite of the world, and that's you, have been waging war on the people, waging war on any free populations, attempting to create your world government, a monopoly of thought, a monopoly of science, a monopoly of finance. You are destroying this species. You are destroying our development. You are bad social engineers. You're like a lion who comes into the prime. That comes into the pride and goes after the cubs because you're threatened of them rising. You're threatened by them. You seek to feed on your own species. You're an upper predator class that is trying to engineer us and dumb us down so we're more easily fed upon. You will and you are failing now. Your new world order will fall. Yeah. Humanity will defeat you. The answer to 1984 is 1776. The answer to your 1984 world is the world of 1776. The human spirit has always risen against tyranny. The human spirit has always overcome fear. The human spirit has always resisted the bully. And we are resisting you now as we will for eternity. Because ideas are bulletproof. And as we all here standing are flesh and blood, the idea of human liberty and human freedom is bulletproof, and you will fail. Your children will rebel against you. Your wives will rebel against you. Your husbands will rebel against you. Because the truth and decency and freedom is beautiful and is wonderful. And it is the holy grail you've been seeking that's been right under your nose. Be good. Turn from your wicked ways. Say no to global government. Say no to engineering the human species into a slave state. Your tyranny has failed. You've already been defeated. You can already feel the rumblings as your supports crumble underneath you. The crises you thought you would create to bring in world government is the crisis that will undo your system. History shows it. You believe you're students of history? Look at history. You will reach your world government. You will gain your new world order. But right as you grasp it, you will feel the floor beneath you falling. At the very moment you gain the apex of your power, at the very moment you climb to the summit of that mountain, your defeat is ensured. What you seek is your undoing. You have been defeated.
And that is part of what I said. It was a lot louder than that. The cameras were behind me with the bullhorn facing the building. So much of what you heard was simply my voice bouncing back over 200 yards. But the point is, that's how big things start. They start small. Just 6 years ago, I looked it up before I left. There had never been a mainstream news article in the United States about Bilderberg. Before 12 years ago, there had never been a mainstream news article about Bilderberg in the European press. And to be specific, in 54, right after it was formed, there were two articles in a now-defunct New York newspaper about it. The newsman, the famous newsman who learned of it, well, didn't even know the name. And they were meeting at Jekyll Island, I believe, for the second meeting. First one was at Bilderberg, so I guess it was Bilderberg Hotel. So I guess the second one was in Jekyll Island, so that'd be 55. But it had never been in our press since then. And then the media would say, it doesn't exist, you're crazy if it say. I mean, I've had the New York Times say, Alex Jones believes in a thing called Bohemian Grove and a place called, and a group called Bilderberg. You know, he's delusional. And now look at you. All over the Canadian newspapers, all over world newspapers, all over Canadian television. And it is chilling to realize that they were listening to this show, they knew I was going to Canada, they were there trying to block me from entering Canada. Their own customs admitted that the, quote, conference was concerned about me. You had them treat me so horribly bad, but again, it didn't hurt me. I just really felt sorry for them. These poor people were just trying to protect them. Those poor customs agents, they have families. They just, before 50, 60 years ago, people didn't trust government. People knew government was corrupt and wicked throughout history. And then somehow they convinced us that evil doesn't exist. I guess it was the devil's biggest trick, was convincing the world he didn't exist. And that, oh, any government corruption is a conspiracy theory and nothing's going on, and go to sleep and don't worry about it and don't get involved. And now look at where we are today. Things are getting more and more dark, more and more serious by the minute. By the minute. I'm going to write some notes up tonight about what I want to talk about tomorrow. There's a lot of points I want to cover, but I haven't had a lot of sleep. I guess in the last 5 days, I've had about really 2 days of sleep if you added it all up, so I'm not at 100%, but I'll be back tomorrow, and I'll have my notes together and the points I do want to cover. There's a lot of facets, a lot of wrinkles, a lot of details that we will give you on the Bilderberg Group meeting. The Zarqawi, the Abu Musab Zarqawi stuff, I mean, I could talk for an hour about that. That is totally false. That is total 100% theater. Just like the Saddam brothers, and then they said, oh, it's really wax figurines or private Lynch or Pat Tillman, that was all staged. Bush wanting to have an American plane get shot down and painted up like a UN plane. Well, we have all the documents. The fake newscast, billions of dollars of fake newscast in the U.S. and billions more in Iraq. We know they lie all the time. And you look at this story. They've killed Zarqawi. This was the fourth time, and they claim they injured him like over a dozen times. And there's no retraction in the news. Oh, those other three times we didn't really kill him, but we killed him this time. In fact, again, they're testing us right out in the open. The mainstream media is doing this. It's just there's not even words. What? You claim you kill him over and over again, and I guess now they've shown us the body, so this may be the final one, and I predicted it to myself in the hotel room. I said, well, by tomorrow they'll be introducing the other number two guy, the head of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, the Egyptian, and sure enough, there were TV specials ready and produced on him. We killed one boogeyman. It was a big victory to make you forget about the Marine massacre. So now we'll move on to the other boogeyman and put him front and center and then stage his killing. I mean, it's just all in the same week. They thwart a terror attack in Canada. They thwart one in England. They kill Zarqawi. I mean, come on, people. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarnblin, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
The ring of fire.
Thank you for joining us. We're into the final segment. Again, we're live. It is Monday, the 12th day of June 2006. Think about how many times we've been lied to by both parties, by the leaders of both parties. How many times that we know it was premeditated lying. manufacturing news, staging whole events, and they get caught. It's in the back of the paper if you're lucky. Everybody just moves on. What must it be like to be one of those Bilderberg group members? They're not free market. They don't build anything but a police state. They're bringing in a unified world government. We're already under it. The same policies put in England or put in France or put in New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, South Africa. And it's all about dumbing you down. Imagine being an elite that seeks to further dumb down the human species. We've already got a lot of problems as a people, as a creature. But to try to make us more fallen, to be threatened by individualism and happiness and beauty and strength. I mean, they really are. They hate you. They hate you. They come to kill, steal, and destroy because they're of their father, and you know who that is. And it really is spiritual at the end of the day. The elite is into the occult. They are into dark mysticism. They're far beyond gone. And on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, we do have big reports for you. The complete list of the Bilderberg Group is up there. A video of some of my bullhorning. More will go up tomorrow. Photos. We're going to put more photos up in the next few days. We've got all these. I shot like 40 hours, roughly 40 hours. I tried at 40 hours while I was there. I don't even, at the end of this broadcast, feel like plugging something, but a big part of the solution to this fight is educating others and supporting those that are educating, that are informing, that are warning people about the pitfalls, the watchman on the wall. And my films are pretty good. They're good at waking people up. I hope you'll get them. I hope you'll make copies of them. It's so amazing, the power of you, the people, getting documentary films and just making copies steadily, passing them out. The power of that, the power of what that's already done, to know that just this little broadcast with your help has already moved mountains, and know what we could do that would just dwarf that. It's God has given us the tools we need. It is in our hands. It is in our court. It is up to us, for the people, to take action and to have goodness and strength and love in their hearts and to do the hard things and make the hard decisions, because once you start down this road, it'll just open into a whole new world for you. Now, this has been a journey for myself. I'm not perfect. None of us are. And so many people think that we have to save the world by ourselves, or if we're going to take action, we've got to be perfect, and we've got to have all the answers, and we've got to do a flawless job, and that's not true. Then I see so many people in our movement who are either provocateurs or egomaniacs or in it for other reasons, and I'm just so sad for them, because they're missing out on what life's all about. So I thank God for the opportunity to be born. Thank God for my parents, for my great-grandparents, for their great-great-great-grandparents, for everyone. And for all of you out there, for our AM and FM affiliates, the folks running the show, Ted Anderson, John Harmon, my team, Ryan Slickhuizen, and Aaron Dykes, that bravely went through hell and went with me to Ottawa to cover the Bilderberg Group 2006. Jim Tucker was an amazing character in person. Spent a lot of time with him. We'll tell you more about that tomorrow. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.